erste Moderation, die erste Veranstaltung aus dem Free Speech Camp von Radio Froh. Und das Zeichen von Radio Froh, vom Free Speech Camp, steht heute freie Meinung, Austausch der freien Netzwerke, der freien Radios. Und wir werden die nächsten 3 Stunden die politische Situation, die ökonomisch-wirtschaftliche Situation der freien Radios und natürlich auch der Grad der internationalen Vernetzung der freien Radios hier miteinander abgleichen und etwas diskutieren. Das Problem dabei ist, wir haben, oder das Glück dabei, je nachdem wie man es jetzt sieht, für alle, die des Englischen nicht so mächtig sind, dürfte es eher ein Problem werden, für alle anderen ist es ein großes Glück. Wir haben zum Glück internationale Besetzung, wir haben Menschen da aus Bulgarien, aus Italien, aus Deutschland, aus Ungarn, aus Kroatien, und wir alle zusammen versuchen jetzt die kommenden 3 Stunden dafür zu nutzen, einfach einen Überblick zu geben über die freie Radiolandschaft in Europa, vor allem Mitteleuropa und angrenzendes Osteuropa, ehemaliges Osteuropa, mittlerweile ja auch schon in die Mitte Europas hineingerückt. Und das tun wir auf Englisch, und der Ablauf wird so sein, wir haben insgesamt ungefähr eine Stunde 20 pro Beitrag, und dann werden wir eine Pause machen. Das heißt, zu Hause kommen Sie vorbei, kommen Sie ins Free Speech Camp von Radio Froh, und dort gibt es sicher ganz spannende Informationen. Und wir beginnen jetzt gleich mit den ersten Diskutanten. Ich darf die erste Runde vorstellen. Es sind im Ganzen 13 Personen in 3 Stunden. Das heißt, ungefähr eine Viertelstunde pro Person, die wir übrig haben. Das Ganze wird in etwa so gegliedert werden. In den ersten 5 Minuten wird die Idee des einzelnen Radios vorgestellt oder des einzelnen Internetanbieters, des Internetnetzwerks, um dann über die Schwierigkeiten oder auch nicht, die man mit den einzelnen Regierungen als freier Sender hat, zu sprechen. Im Anschluss daran werden wir auch noch darauf eingehen, wie die Öffentlichkeit freie Sender wahrnimmt, um dann, und das ist natürlich ein Schuh, der allen drückt, über die Finanzierung der freien Radios zu sprechen vor Ort, ob es da Ähnlichkeiten gibt, ob es da verschiedene Ansätze gibt. Vielleicht können wir voneinander hier auch in diesem Rahmen lernen und uns damit besser absichern. Aber jetzt wird die Moderation auf Englisch fortgeführt werden. And may I introduce the first discussion group, and that's Zeljko Blaže. Thanks a lot. From Croatia, and the next one is Asbesto Malesto and Jaromil. They coming from Italy both, and Jaromil is living in Vienna, born in Pescara, and Asbesto Malesto is born in the very south of Italy, in Catania, Sicilia, I suppose, yeah. And then there's Beate Fletcher. Fletcher, it's unspellable. It's the unspellable name, Fletcher. And she comes from Germany, from a radio Unerhört. And then the last one in the first group is Helmut Helmut Peisel. Jetzt haben wir es, Helmut Peisel. Der too many names on the sheet of paper, and he comes from Radio Agora, from Catherine, from the very south of Austria. You know everyone, Catherine, where Landeshauptmann Jörg Haider is on power, and we will talk about that, about problems we have in the situation now. And we'll start now with the first of us, that's Zeljko Blaže from Croatia, from Zagreb, and he makes now here the first introduction. He tells us about his radio station, about the problems, about the financial situation, and then we can make a discussion. All right? Thank okay. you.
First of all, it's Zeljko Blaže, and we are not a classical radio station. We have this project which is called Radioactive, and it has much wider interests and much wider media coverage, because we prefer to to focus on technologies like internet and video, and not just on radio program. But first of all, maybe I should start introducing you with the situation in Croatia, how it all began. Well, 1 year ago, situation in Croatia was a bit like now in Austria. Not so much money, but very hard regulations for unprofitable radio stations or any non-government initiatives. So all the NGOs had big problems with keeping up with financing, keeping up with the law, and state was trying to close most of those organizations, or at least to make them insignificant in public opinion. After 6 months after, that would be the summer, and in December, situation started changing because our beloved ex-president, after a few months, finally decided to leave planet Earth. And so we were blessed with this decision of his. So political situation finally changed. It was a long struggle between opposition and the ruling party, which was presenting itself to the general public as Democratic Party. But actually, during those 10 years, it evolved from a national movement who was kind of liberating Croatia. They changed people during those years, and only the worst were still in this party. So they were, although they called themselves Democrats, they were pretty much on the right side of things, pretty conservative and strict. They were leading Croatia into isolation. They changed international politics during the same month for several times, so it was very hard for other nations to make anything seriously, to plan anything seriously with Croatian government. As the elections started to election campaign started, they panicked as they seemed to be losing all the voices they had before within people, and since they lost the leader of the party, there was no significant frontman for the party that should keep the public opinion still interested in their activity. So they lost these last elections, and now we have government which is a coalition of six different parties, and president who is not a part of this coalition. As you might guess, that makes very good political situation, since all the power is divided in these several identities, entities, and that makes them less efficient, but we prefer less efficiency than efficiency of the previous party. That also changed very much in regulations, in law, and media policies. So, as we were expecting something like this, the circle of people who formed our group Radioactive, we started gathering more people interested in project, and formed something like a circle of 20 people who would actively make the idea a real thing. It started all with a student radio station who was, it's called Radio Student, of course, who is broadcasting live in Zagreb on a very limited territory which doesn't cover the whole Zagreb. So, and they had a license only for experimental broadcasting because it was like student exercise and for the half of the time, and the other half was more like conventional radio station with popular music, news from culture and such stuff. Then that was one entity which formed Radioactive. The other entity was Multimedia Institute, which started to work in Zagreb 1 year ago, and which is by now established itself as the most prominent, most efficient organization, which is NGO. We are doing most of the projects that are like public interests. We are either organizing it ourselves or giving all technical support to such projects. And the physical space that Multimedia Institute opened, the Club Mama, is now the meeting place for intellectuals, for artists, for technical people like programmers, hackers, and it's the cheapest way to surf internet, and so it's very popular in Zagreb. Okay, so out of these two major entities, plus Labinari, which is a media project that is trying to make popular media criticism and net culture, plus Attack, maybe some of you heard, because they are the oldest NGO in Zagreb of youth. They had groups which deal with feminism, with anarchism, with ecological issues, and then some other. So all of us formed in December Radioactive Initiative. We were later approached by the people from Dubrovnik and Split. So it's now a national its project, which is like spreading all over the place. And the main idea behind Radioactive is networking with all NGOs in Croatia and supporting independent projects, whether they are cultural, activistic, or some other interesting stuff that in technical way, and as we can in financial, by applying together for like mutual funding and such stuff. We have a website which is running for the 9 months now. It is one of the most popular e-zines in Croatia. It's updated. It used to be updated a few times during the day, but now it's maybe once a day. And we have had different actions, which were either streamed on internet with real technology from our website, or we're broadcasting in other radio stations who are also independent within Croatia, so we exchange content with them. We still don't have our own FM frequency, because although government changed, they still didn't have time to catch up with all the laws they have to change. They have a lot of things to do, so we will apply for our frequency in December. So by that time we are streaming only from web and through other radio stations. We also produce video material, and we make websites for other initiatives that we support. We had several campaigns like support to Adbusters in their anti-Coca-Cola action. Then we were one of the organizers behind a big project that was in a way a celebration and re-questioning of the 150 years of Communist Manifesto, since communism as idea was prohibited in a way during the 90s, since the ex-communist who changed to the party that was ruling at that time didn't want to face their communist past. So that was something that we brought into public opinion again. I'll make it, okay, much shorter. So the other projects were Cyber Kitchen. We had training for Albanian girls and Macedonian girls in Croatia. They were invited through the Soros network, and that was like one of the most interesting projects, because in Albania they neither have internet nor the female population has any access to feministic theory or actions, or has any idea. This is very or very conventional society, very strict, and these students were introduced to the ideas for the first time, and it was one of the most interesting projects.
Thank you. You know, time is nearly running out.
Okay.
We try to give everyone his time, but what would be very interesting for us is, what about the finance?
Okay. We started as... First of all, we need very little financing, because most of the people work voluntary. So all the... We don't use any of the professional equipment. You might see we are not professional radio station, nor we are trying to be. All our equipment is PC-based, so we gained the initial money from Soros Network. And after that, we had change of government, and the new government now is realized how important our actions is. So we actually got the first money from the state, which is so unbelievable that we are still in shock. And they now start to they don't understand all of our ideas. They don't understand cyber theory, activism, or such things, but they think it's cool and it's hyped. And because of that, they are willing to give us money. They don't have it a lot, because the previous government stole everything. So the thing they have, they give us support. They actually called us to be in some of their planning groups for the informatization of the Ministry of Culture, for example. So this is for now. We also applied for funds of Press Now and Bridges Org and such stuff, but we still didn't get any money, so we are waiting for affirmative answers, hopefully.
Seems like paradise compared with Austria.
Yeah.
Are there any questions to Selko about the idea behind the radio, about maybe the financial topics, about the organization, about the cultural links, about the internet? Because we are all...
Maybe it's interesting to our model was definitely different from classical radio stations. Mm-hmm. That would be interesting to people who start as radio stations. We evolved from the community. We had first money we got, we didn't spend on buying like mixers or any of the audio equipment. We spent it to get 40 people from all over Croatia to have 1 week together in vivid discussions. So we started from the community stuff. We called in Labin three international guests. One of them is Heat Bunting. I don't know if you heard of him. He's like the most famous activist in these circles. And his competence was very inspiring for all other 40 participants. And there was also people from Radio Student from Ljubljana, which is now very close to us, and we are we can like very easily cooperate. And the third person was also from London, Croatian activists, so he keep us linked to the Western world. So either because we spent all the money on this first workshop, we had like more interest on a personal level to engage in something that didn't produce money back to us, but kept us together with other 40 interesting people we just met. So it's different.
Thank you, but here's a question.
Internet address is mi2.hr because it's based on Multimedia Institute's web pages. If you want to go to Radioactive, have / Radioactive with C. And if you want to see the other organizations, Labinari has its own webpage, labinari.org. Attack has autonomous C factory .hr, and that's it. You will find all the links on the first webpage.
Are there any further questions? No. Okay. Sie hören Radio Froh auf 105,0. Wir übertragen live vom Free Speech Camp von Radio Froh, ein Projekt im Rahmen der Ars Electronica 2000. Und Sie hören all diese Diskussionsbeiträge in den nächsten 3 Stunden in etwa, ganz genau sind wir nicht mit der Zeit, auf Englisch. Denn wir haben hier eine Diskussion über Free Speech, über verschiedenste Organisationen, freie Radiostationen, Internetstationen. Kommen Sie vorbei, hören Sie sich das an, es ist interessant. Und für alle, die nicht des Englischen mächtig sind, es wird sich irgendjemand im Free Speech Zelt sicher finden, der neben Ihnen diese interessanten Beiträge übersetzt. Aber wir kommen jetzt zu den nächsten Diskussionsteilnehmern und die sind aus Italien, das ist Asbesto Malesto und Jaromil. Und beide repräsentieren eine italienische Station, eine italienische Radiostation. Näher dazu jetzt in Kürze auf Englisch wieder Asbesto Malesto und Jaromil. Jaromil wohnt in Wien und wird jetzt übersetzen auf Deutsch, auf Englisch, von Italienisch auf Englisch. Ein Sprachengewirr hier. Jaromil and Asbesto Malesto, please talk about the situation in Italy, talk about the situation with the government, and please make the translation. Thank you.
Hi to everybody. I start talking about the Freaknet Media Lab, that is our lab in Catania, Sicilia. The lab was started like a sort of computer enthusiast club. And we start to collecting hardware and software from friends to build a network in a room. And the come si dice l'obiettivo? The object was to offer internet services and the use of the computers for people that don't have a computer in Catania, people that can't buy a computer. And so we start collecting these old computers, cables, hardware from trash. We have a lot of a sort of a task force that on the night we go searching for the city on the trash can, and we find a lot of computers and hardware that people throw up. So we repaired this and connecting this, and now we have a network of about 15 computers that can connect to the internet, and we can offer this service to the people. Something that, like internet connection or word processing in Arabic language or such things. So we are working to permit the people to connect and to share information in the world for people that don't have anything. And the most important thing is that we build all of this without no money from nobody, using free software, Linux, and old computers. I think it's all.
Yeah. About the Freaknet Media Lab, I think there is much to say also anyway, because it's really a nice place. You can find the computers mainly 386 and 286, use it for workstations. There is also a PDP-11 for who knows, computer is a historical computer from the 70s, 80s and something like that, and they put it on the network via a serial connection and whatever. And it's a place where many hackers from the hacker scene, like Asbesto, worked hard to put on this. I mean, it's really not founded and it's all built from the trash. And it works. Right now they are working really on word processing on Arabian language. This is really interesting. There is a large Arabian community there, and they find it really useful also to communicate at home by email and so on. So it's a helpful helpful service. Mm-hmm. And it's built in a centro sociale, what we call centro sociale, and can be traduced as a squat. But it's in Italy there are many centro sociali, in Rome, in Bologna there was some, they have problems with law, and in Catania there is the Auro, and this centro sociale, everything started in the media lab. They went there and they asked, okay, you give us a room to play, and they said yes, and after a while they was coming and say them, yeah, okay, we did this terminal, you can use it, okay, you have this terminal new, and they started liking it. At the beginning was a pretty difficult because Windows was going away, they was putting Linux on every machine because they are freaks, and I mean we are freaks, and then it worked. I mean the software works after all, and maybe navigating in textual mode, but content is the important thing. And we won't really talk only about this, but all the things that we do about streaming media, radio. We are working also with a radio. That's Radio Cybernet. It exists since many years. We was trying to figure out how long, but it should be 94 or 95 that we started. When the real audio came out, actually a guy that was with him, and it's not here, it's Qtz, that registered the Qtz.org in Italy, that's hosting many websites right now. They did a radio in Catania, just one of the first broadcasts, and was the absolute first broadcast in Italy with internet, and it started Radio Cybernet. Initially was Radio PRCD, but we don't say why. And
that would be interesting.
Yeah, it was a kind of joke. Anyway, it in Italian it means porco dio. Anyway, it's from that going on. Now we are organizing with many people. I mean, we helped some people in Bologna to put on a server that's now ACN.org, European Counter Network. It's a network that keeps with mailing lists all the squads in Italy connected between them. And they are now a parallel reality, like some guys in Florence, like Virtual Town TV in Florence, and like Loa in Milano. Now they are newborn, those hack labs. So we call them hack labs, like University of Hacking in Italy. They have absolutely no funds, and we meet every year in one hack meeting. And the last one was in Rome in the Forte Prenestino. We cabled the forte, and there was 500 people with computers in the jails of this forte, and we did a broadcast with Radio Cybernet like we do every year. So Radio Cybernet is not a FM radio, just describe it's a networked radio since the beginning. But we have events like Frames, and we contact radios, for example, from the area we are doing events. So from Rome has been Radio Onda Rossa, Radio Red Waves, traduced. is a political defined radio that's acting in Rome and covers a lot of people, actually, millions of people, because they cover Rome, Lazio, and Umbria, and the center of Italy. And we did a broadcast over them because, we are anyway in contact with them. Like there was Radio Blackout in Torino, and that's a radio also that comes from the Sheen and friends of us. Like there was also some radio Blackout is radio no Fro. More Radio Fro. Right now we collaborated with Radio Fro that broadcasted us with the ACK meeting on the 29th of June, I guess it was. Mm-hmm. And it was 3 days, and we was also here in Linz. We was really proud of it. And we pointing to the main questions you did about the founds, it's what we really don't we cannot really speak about that, because we don't have found, we do not look for founds, we can't have founds.
I mean, there's no stately run support.
The point is the discussions I saw, it goes over the political situation of the government, but in Italy it's pretty I mean the political situation is something, and we are something else. We, I never thought about money with a political
situation. Won't only erase the centro sociale in Italy.
They are sending police let's say that also reporting some facts that happened. The Bulk, it was a social center in Milano of friends of us that hosted the ACC meeting in '98, and the Bulk has been for the second time robbed by people, and they are leaving a kind of svastike, so Nazi signs and fascist signs, and robbing the centro sociale once per year. So there is really a fight with that. I mean, they had to change the place, and they are fighted by the city. So it's not really I mean, we don't talk with our government, but we know it already. It's a kind of, sometimes we meet somebody like Radio Onda Rossa that has a party, like the Communist Party, that's protecting them. And they have this compromise, and they can broadcast. But anyway, if you want to be a free radio, a free streaming in Italy, you are absolutely out of funds and out of those discussions. Like ACN is running like that, ACN.org. Like Kyotes.org, we have the hosting there since the 93. It exists, Kyotes. And is just a friend of us that had a nickname like us, like we have. It's not his real name, Asbesto Molesto.
No, it's the real name.
It's the real name in reality, okay? And also Yaromir. And he registered his domain with his nickname. It was Cutes. Then people started to say, hey, I have a nice website with sounds and whatever, or I want to do streaming and whatever, and he gave the space. So we have our own page. We have Radio Cybernet, and right now we are talking, for example, with Servus here in Linz because of bandwidth, or asking bandwidth, or a collaboration, and it will be through, I hope, in the end of September that we can have a housing here, so moving some materials from the Freaknet Media Lab here, because we need support. And mostly we do it with realities that are, luckily enough, are politically defined, and they are friends. We say compagni in reality in Italy. They are compagni.
Are there now any questions to these two guys? Is there any question from the audience, or maybe from some guys from the stage you want to ask?
Yeah, you started first as a technical group, how did you started with problems, political problems? Why are they bothered with the thing that you support minorities, or what? What is the problem? Why
this is the material we use to register.
Political problems come naturally when we started. Because we are in a centro sociale, so... Uh-huh.
C'è dall'altro lato, mica c'è.
Sì, sì, no. Centro sociale is like a sort of squat. So an old buildings that some guys have recovered.
But the main difference from a squat is that a squat, it's an occupied place for people that ask for house and say, I have I ask for my right for a house, and this is right. But a social center, it's a place where people that people occupy in a city and say, okay, this city has no social services, and this happens. So there is not a place like Stadtwerkstatt to do a concert, and where you don't have to pay a lot of money or to give money to some business organization to take fun or make a projection or a free cinema. So these people occupy this place, but not only for living, but to organize things. Most of the time they live also there, but they are really active. So there are cinema laboratories, there are media labs, there are hack labs, there are many different things. And a social center is really the difference from a squat is that. And your question about the technical problems, it comes in the discussion, the crackdown, the Italian crackdown, we can talk also about it. There is a book, and it's mentioned in many books. There was this period, it was the 94, there was this Italian crackdown. So everybody of us that was running BBS before the internet, so before the streaming media, we was point of a Fidonet style network. So it was batch mail for who knows, and it was a kind of BBS net three they was polling all over Italy, many BBSs running for free. And so a message, actually not like emails, but with this system can go through all the BBSs and reach the other side of Italy in one day. So it was really an acceleration of communication. And the BBSs had also fanzines and something like that. He did the black page about hacking at that time, I remember. And there was this crackdown. So suddenly the authorities in Italy said, okay, you are hackers, you are criminals, and with strong with law against terrorism, they used that to get into the places of the people and take the computers away. So many BBSs we was running, they had the hard disks in the better situations, the computers in the normal situation, and in the worst situation somebody had the room is a sleeping room with bans from the police, you can't enter no more, and they took the room out of those guys.
Had there any hackers been charged to prison sentences in Italy?
He had problems too. he could talk about and some other. I mean we can talk about stories, real human stories. It's audience also that.
Okay. Maybe you can tell about
I tuoi problemi.
My problem was basically what he said. So people come to me, I stopped to do criminal things. But da un anno, come si dice?
From one year.
I was stopped doing access in the network using tricks. And but the people come to me saying weird things about terrorism and I don't know, but so they get my computer and I'm waiting now for my computer.
So you should have.
It was in '95.
You should have lived at the Philippines, because the guy who sent out the laugh virus is free now. No, he's freed about 3 years after he came to prison, or 3 weeks. I don't know. Okay,
I'm waiting for my computer.
He's a large media event. He's a show. I mean, there are many hackers in Italy that hacked Itapac, hacked ANSA, so the main network for news. And they have got just in prison. They have got their face on the media, and they are just nothing. I mean, they have been erased, really. Mm-hmm. And in the period of the crackdown, I remember there was many people with this cryptation program that was ready to encrypt all the hard disk and then break the disk where there was the key. That was the main way to be protected by those actions.
Please fast the last two sentences.
Just two things about the political question. One of these is the cost of the internet connection in Italy. Mm-hmm. So we started this group, this Freaknet Media Lab, to permit the people to connect, because we have many costs to connect. And so we have only one computer with a modem that connect to the internet on demand, and the connection is shared for all the computers. So we take time, and the only things that for which we ask money to the people is the time of the connection. It's really cheap, in fact. And the other thing about political situation in Italy is the law against terrorism in Italy that come si dice, permette.
That permits
a policeman to enter in any house without
the judge writing the papers.
If he have only the suspect, if you have army, or if you have a terrorist, so every policeman can enter in every home and decides what he want for this.
Just one short sentence.
The last short sentence.
Yeah, okay. It can be talked also about, and what we would like also to make the media aware of is the last law came out in the 26th of July this year. In fact, in summer, because Italians don't care about summer summer laws, and sex in the summer, so it gets you out of the laws and whatever. And that's it. They came out with a new law about copyright, so everybody that's doing a new free open source software, any new MP3 program, should buy a kind of permission to distribute it by CI, so they have to be registered to the police because you are producing something that you want to be free, but you have to be registered, and they made this law. So Italy right now, it's really one of the most conservative nations in Europe with such a law, and this we would like to make aware people of.
Can I ask just one question?
This is now the last question, definitely the last question, because we are not in time.
This is really interesting because you are technical people having political problems and media is not covering because there is no interest or knowledge within media. Have you tried to create your own media or to inform other independent media
ACN,
so you could...
ACN, yeah. Radio
we
Cyber.
We have a network, but anyway, because, who follows it?
Because I know the website italy.indymedia.org.
Indymedia is also a communique. It's born last 2 months.
Yeah,
it's the guy that's running it. He should be here maybe tomorrow. He told me, maybe. And it's a connection with the WTO movements in Seattle. So Indymedia is burning, but it's just a newborn organization. I mean, there was already ACN in Italy, and it's new energy that's adding. So mostly it's the movement in Bologna. Bifo, it's a guy that's running on a theoretical way the political movement in Bologna, and they are trying to put on this server. And Indymedia, we would like to say that's also will be hosted by Servus in the end of September. So Servus is really helping right now the situation in Italy. We asked for it, and because the website will be here in Linz.
You could have, I think, free help with the law if you go directly to Free Software Foundation and ask for help, because they have the new license. They have made it. They can give you free like support and put like international pressure, because it's against the law. To you are giving up on your authoring rights, and you have to make.
But we have to do this. But the politicals don't know who is the Free Software Foundation. So
it's not a political entity that you can really use against the power of such laws. I mean, once a law is done, a judge come to you, read it, and apply it.
The political system don't.
But if they hear laughing people from America, then they will be eventually embarrassed and change the. Wouldn't they?
They don't listen to us. They listen only Business Software Alliance.
Yeah, but I mean, you can press fingers in like Silicon Graphics, Oracle. They are all looking at GNU software like. It's the future, it's not something.
But anyway, there is this big pressure. Is what I see is happening here in Austria. They are trying to put everything you do in money. And this is also the pressure I'm feeling here. So about financial problems, so where you get your money, it's the way they want to push you. So think about money and make money. So if you do something free anyway, you have to quantify it. So to know the budget. And this is really... This is really where they want to bring you. So they don't listen to the names, the GNU Software Foundation or whatever. They just listen to the budget you have and if it fits to the law and how much you are productive.
Danke.
The last one.
We have two others. It's very interesting, but. Also an alle Hörerinnen und Hörer von Radio Froh, wir sind hier wir übertragen hier live vom Free Speech Camp auf Englisch, weil wir große internationale Teilnahme haben. Und ein Aufruf, den gerade die beiden italienischen Teilnehmer, nämlich Jaromil und Pesto Malesto, gemacht haben. Die politische Situation in Italien ist für Hacker tatsächlich sehr problematisch. Das heißt, sie werden fast so behandelt wie Terroristen. Es werden die Computer konfisziert und sie arbeiten künftig auch zusammen mit Servus.at. Das heißt, ein Aufruf an alle, die interessiert sind, diese Menschen zu unterstützen bei ihrer Arbeit, die ja auch ganz wichtig ist. Wendet euch an Servus, die können euch weiterhelfen. Und Markus Panholzer, ich sehe ihn im Hintergrund, der wird euch da sicher gerne Auskunft geben, wenn es darum geht, Unterstützung für in Not geratene italienische Hacker zu geben. Und als nächstes kommen wir ebenfalls auf Englisch zu Beate Flechtker. Sie kommt vom Radio Unerhört und dieses Radio Unerhört ist in Marburg zu Hause, nicht zu verwechseln mit dem Maribor in Slowenien, sondern Marburg ist eine Stadt nördlich von Frankfurt und Beate Flechtker wird uns jetzt über Radio Unerhört erzählen und dann im Anschluss haben wir noch für den ersten Teil Helmut Peisel von Radio Agora aus Kärnten bei uns und dann machen wir eine kurze Pause. Das heißt, es wird jetzt noch ungefähr 25 bis 30 Minuten dauern, dann machen wir eine kurze Pause, dann kommt die zweite Gruppe, dann noch einmal eine kurze Pause mit Musik und dann die dritte Gruppe.